Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to another fun-filled episode of the Superview Shows. Mixed Bag coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I am joined by two of the Superview Shows panelists here. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing good, my good man. How are you?
Doing good. And we are joined once again. You wanted him back. We got him back. Vinny is back once again. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, everybody. How are you?
He's back by popular demand.
Yay.
That's a deal to be requested by popular demand, Vinny.
Yes.
I love it.
He's back by default because this is a very hefty topic for us tonight. Bill, what is our topic again?
Well, we'll say this. It won't be like last week.
No. Last week was a very heavy topic of protest music.
We had to do a lot of research for you people, and we hope you appreciate it.
We really hope you did, because it was meaningful to us. But anyways, our topic tonight, though, is...
Tonight is the Grammys are this Sunday, and let's just all get it out in the open. How many of us really give a rat's you know what about the Grammys? Come on, let's be honest.
Not me? Question mark?
I literally couldn't care less if I tried.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know what? We don't care about the Grammys. Okay, that's the show for tonight. Good night.
No, but in all seriousness, that we're going to be talking about...
Okay, we all know there were Grammy, there were things that were... We all thought one artist was going to win a certain Grammy, but they didn't. So, tonight we're going to talk about Grammy upsets.
Yes. Just ones that have stuck out in our minds over the years. Just some that have been very, how to explain this, shocking to say the least. And we got a fun flow topic for you with basically one of the worst Grammy snubs from over the years. And I'm sure this is going to be a very
snubs. I would consider.
How would you consider them?
I consider them like they were supposed, like we were, like how one artist was the heavy favorite, but it ended up.
Oh, with the other artists, right? Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Sorry about that. So yeah, we're ready to do this. Who wants to go first? Bill, do you want to go first?
I would love to go first. And Vinny, because we were talking about this a few minutes beforehand, you want to tag team on this one?
Yes.
We're tag teaming.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain band from Liverpool that has been upsetted plenty of times at the Grammys. Am I right, Vinny?
Yes, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, the Beatles. They only, in their whole career, what? I think they only won, like, what, one Grammy?
I honestly don't know how many they've won, but all the Grammys, but they've had some upsets. I'll say that much.
Hold on.
I got it.
Oh, they won
13. They won 13 Grammys. Which one was the upset, though?
Well, there was a couple of upsets.
Yes.
The first one was for, we won't spend too much time on it, was for best film score or best soundtrack for Hard Day's Night. They ended up actually losing to For a Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down. Yeah, lost
to I didn't know that.
To the Mary Poppins soundtrack.
That's an interesting choice. And again, I like Mary Poppins, so I don't mind it, but played Madrigal Boom in a production of it, so.
But now we get to the weird stuff.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. First of all, the 1967 Grammys, they lost to, we're going to start with the, not the worst one, but we'll get to the weird ones in a second. We promise.
Yes.
In 19, Revolver was nominated for Album of the Year. But you know who they lost to?
Who did they lose to?
Who was it? They lost
to Frank Sinatra.
Really? Okay.
And it wasn't even like a new album. It was a compilation, like a best of Frank Sinatra album.
Really? It was like a greatest hits almost at the time, or no?
Yeah.
That was a greatest hits?
Yeah, it was like a greatest hits album.
I can see why. In the rock era, he did kind of suffer a little bit hit-wise. Because people weren't really thinking about him as much as the Beatles and all that. That's weird.
Yeah, so Revolver lost to like a best of Frank Sinatra album.
It's bizarre to me. One of the greatest albums ever recorded. losing to a best of Frank Sinatra.
And that's not just to Frank Sinatra either. It was a greatest hits or best of at the time. That's a little ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, and now things get even weirder.
Yes.
In that same ceremony.
Oh boy, here we go.
The song Eleanor Rigby was nominated for Best Contemporary Song.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost to, how many people heard of this? Winchester Cathedral by the New Vaudeville Band.
Who?
The New Vaudeville Band.
Never heard of them before.
I'm a big fan of them.
This is the Citizen Kane version of the Oscar snub with the Grammys instead.
No, I absolutely agree. This is the New Vaudeville Band. They released a song called Winchester Cathedral, which I listened today to the very first time. And how did I describe it, Vinny?
There's better things you could do with your time.
It's not the worst thing I've heard, but it's 2 minutes and 23 seconds of my life I'm never getting back.
Oh, boo. Boo.
Your cathedral. Yeah, and you know, this is basically the How Green Was My Valley of the Grammys. The New Vaudeville Band is basically the How Green Was My Valley. I've explained this reference 100 times, but for all 2 of you who have been listening and still don't know what I'm talking about, How Green Was My Valley was a film that won Best Picture in 1942 for 1941. And JT knows the answer. You know who would beat, Vinny?
What is it beat?
Citizen Kane.
Really?
Yes.
How Green Was My Valley even about?
I don't know. And guess what?
You don't care?
Yeah. And more people consider How Green Was My Valley. The only reason it's remembered is because it beat Citizen Kane.
And the same,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and the same.
I've seen Citizen Kane too. It's not as a good movie. That doesn't make sense.
And the New Vaudeville Band is basically just known for beating the Beatles. Oh, you know who else was nominated for Best Contemporary Song?
Who?
Mamas and the Papas for Monday Monday.
Aw.
The Association for some song I can't remember.
Was it Wendy or Wendy?
I think so, but I'm not 100%. And you know what else?
Well,
I'm picking up good vibrations.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah, you're joking. Good Vibrations, one of the great experimental, some of the greatest experimentation rock in music in general, lost to the New Vaudeville Band.
And you know how many people know that band exists?
Us three?
Us three are the only people who know that band exists.
They literally are the How Green Was My Valley of the Grammys.
And you want to know something even funnier?
What?
You know what happened to Winchester Cathedral the week after the Grammys? It was on It was the number one on the billboards. Next week, it literally got knocked off by Good Vibrations.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And you know what happened after to the New Vaudeville Band after that?
What?
Nobody knows. Nor guess what?
Cares.
Actually, they
exactly.
They were one-hit wonders in the U.S. They had a few top 20 things in the U.K. But
yeah,
this was if we're talking about U.S. context,
it's literally like every Best New Artist Grammy quite a few of them.
They won. They
never did anything again after.
What was that?
Here's the thing: a lot of these Grammys, the Best New Artists, they have a hit. They release something, doesn't get anywhere, and they never have anything close to a major hit again. A Taste of Honey, Arrested Development really didn't have many hits after that.
Right.
Mark Owen Pollock. Oh.
Like, well, no, to be fair, though, Winchester Cathedral, New Vaudeville Band, they did have, a top 10 hit after that, but that was in the U.K.
Yeah.
In the US, and they had like a top, they had like a couple like top 40 UK hits, but they never really charted in the US after Winchester Complete Control.
Yeah, that I don't know why they got a great.
I wonder if anyone in the UK even remembers the new Vaudeville band.
I don't even know if they remember the new Vaudeville band, the people in the band.
Well, I don't even know if any of them are still alive. I know the head guy died. I don't even know if they know about the new Vaudeville band.
Oh, man. What do they think they are? The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band or something like that?
They actually collaborated with the Bonzo Dog
Doodah. You're joking.
No, I wish I was.
The Bonzos, I liked it. The Beatles liked them. The Beatles didn't really understand what avant-garde sort of stuff like that is.
Yeah, but
they tried the Bonzo Band. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, the Revolver got a pretty raw deal at the Grammys.
It really did.
But you know what the weirdest thing? You know what also album got a raw deal at the Grammys? Vinny, what album got a raw deal at the Grammys?
Abbey Road.
One of the great, probably personally my favorite Beatles album. What did it lose to, Vin?
You're not going to believe this. The second Blood, Sweat, and Tears album.
Yeah, we wish we were making this up.
I'm not joking. I've seen them. They brought it up live. No, Blood, Sweat, and Tears are not that good live. Don't see them, people.
Yeah, we saw them. They opened for Edgar Winter and
Ringo. Ringo and Edgar, yeah.
And how was it? It was a show of...
It was mediocre at best. Edgar Winter basically put him into space comparing. Edgar Winter blew him so far out of the water and entered orbit. I'm not kidding. You can still see the Blood, Sweat, and Tears corpses from orbit.
Yeah, the show kind of, it didn't suck. It was just...
Wasn't the best idea. And you know the ironic thing? Blood, Sweat, and Tears headlined Woodstock and they were opening for Ringo and Edgar Winter.
Oh, my God.
Edgar Winter played at Woodstock with Johnny Winter. Edgar Winter didn't even come close to headlining Woodstock. He just started at that point.
Winter. But, yeah, so I don't know what's worse. Is it a Frank Sinatra, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, or the new Vaudeville band? Which of those three you think is the worst?
Probably the new Vaudeville band. Because at least Blood, Sweat, and Tears had some hits. And Sinatra's Sinatra.
True, yeah.
JT, which do you think is the worst out of those three?
The worst out of the three?
Losing to Sinatra, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, or the new Vaudeville band?
New Vaudeville. I mean, I've never heard of them.
No, 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 yes. They are.
Congratulations, people! You are the first you are now in the circle of people who now know who they are.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's nothing to be proud of.
I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't really care.
But anyway, the Beatles lost to the greatest song of all time, Winchester Cathedral.
Oh, God. No,
it's
God.
Not the greatest song of all time. It
sure doesn't seem it.
Nope.
Yeah. So congratulations. You're now all in the circle.
No, no.
Do you want to go see them in concert, Vinny?
How? I didn't even think they still existed.
Well, no, they actually broke up in 1988, so.
1988?
Yeah.
Who is
this? The new Vaudeville
band. So they went from 1967. They survived another 21 years after that.
Well, okay, they broke up in 68, and they got back together in the 70s, but only one or two of the original members rejoined. Everyone else said, screw it.
Yeah.
And then they
how did they exist after that? I can't figure it out.
No, you know what their life consisted of after that?
What?
Of them doing covers of ABBA and Elton John.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Oh my God.
They did a cover.
Yeah, I honestly feel bad for them now. That's an awful way to eke out a living, but it's still a way to eke out a living.
Their last single was a cover of Thank You for the Music by ABBA.
I'm so sorry, new Vaudeville band. Somebody make an SPCA commercial for the new Vaudeville band. In the arms of the angels, to show their sad faces.
But most of them are probably not even alive anymore.
So yeah, we don't need a NVBPCA, a New Vaudeville Band Rescue Association or whatever it is.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, the Beatles got screwed at the Grammys a few times. So now that we're done dunking on the New Vaudeville Band,
sorry guys.
Okay, so Vinny, GT, which one of you want to go?
Actually do have one. Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Fun fact: how many of you have known the band Metallica?
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is a good one.
Do you know what album beat And Justice for All for the best hard rock or metal Grammy? The first one.
Wasn't it Jethro Tull?
It was for Jethro Tull.
Pastor Prime, Jethro Tull. I like the album. I'm sorry, that's not Jethro Tull, their prime. And
Vinny, I'm just going to ask you to please be careful because Jethro Tull is actually one of my dad's favorite bands.
I love Jethro Tull too. Uncle Donnie loves them, but after Roadster to the Beast in 82, they really didn't have much outside of one album. That album, Crest of a Knave. The flute is a heavy metal instrument. After they won the Grammy, they had a literal advertisement that said the flute was a heavy metal instrument. Honest to God, I'm not joking.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I like Jethro Tull, I really do, but if they have given them a Grammy, I don't know. Not against And Justice for All.
One of the best heavy metal albums of all time.
I like Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning more, but yeah. It's criminal. It borders on criminal. And yeah, I love Jethro Tull. Sorry, Ian, Martin, sorry, others. You should not have won a Grammy against Metallica.
I mean, Metallica is Metallica.
Like Jethro Tull, I think they still exist. As led by Ian Anderson, of course, but
yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I think they do. You got one, JJ?
Yeah, I was gonna say there's one from one snub. I don't want to say snub. It's not really a snub, but I would say that it's.
Say something about this first before you go. When we were saying that. How the New Vaudeville Band beating the Beatles was basically like How Green Was My Valley versus Citizen Kane. I would consider this like the Shakespeare in Love beating Saving Private Ryan.
Shakespeare in Love won
Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan for Best Picture.
Almost as bad as La La Land losing the Grammy or the Oscar, I mean.
Metallica losing to Jethro Tull is basically like Saving Private Ryan losing to Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah. And Jethro Tull beating Metallica, yeah, very much so.
Yeah. But the flute is a heavy metal instrument.
Durr.
It literally is a metal instrument. It's not even that heavy, guys.
It's not. It's really not. No, but needless to say, though, what I was going to say was there was one I don't want to call it a snub, but
upset.
There was an upset, yeah, amongst the rock community, I guess you could say. There were now what matters, what album? Okay, there was two albums nominated that came out in 2016. I'm gonna focus on one of them, but both of them were nominated for Best Rock Album of the Year. I don't know if you're familiar with this at all, but like in 2016, so this would be for the 2017 Grammys.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Blink-182 released, in my opinion,
California.
That album slaps. It is a fantastic record. Do I think it's as good as their new one? I think it's their best record personally, but that's just me. nothing against One More Time or Mark Hoppus coming back. But
you mean Tom DeLonge? It's the classic work's good too. But
sorry, Tom DeLonge. Thank you. Yeah, I got them mixed up for a second. But this album. This album was nominated for Best Rock Album of the Year. And get this. I don't know if you know them or not, but Panic! At the Disco had a really
I do.
Okay. Their album, Death of a Bachelor. I was just listening to it today, actually, believe it or not.
It's a good album.
It's a great album, man. I love it. But both these albums were nominated for Best Rock Album, and neither of the and these were two of widely regarded the best releases of the year. Period.
And not only that, it was the final great Panic at the Disco album. I actually have the silver vinyl of it.
Do you actually? I have to. I have to get that.
It's very, it's a good album. I love it.
Damn. But I love this record. I love this one. I love California's Wild by Blink-182 too. But it lost to Cage the Elephant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to feel it still.
Best rock album. I just couldn't believe, like, I couldn't believe that, like, they Cage the Elephant won for the 2017 Grammys. Like, it was Cage the Elephant won that year for the over Blink-182's California. And that's no disrespect to Cage the Elephant. I actually like a lot of Cage the Elephant songs.
Yeah.
But come on. But like,
the Rest of the Wicked is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. I mean, it is. But I don't think that was on that record. But anyways.
Yeah, it was the one after that.
California and Death of a Bachelor in the same year, and you neither of them took it home. That's
Cage the Elephant. I don't remember the album they did that year at all. But they're opening for Oasis.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that work.
Well, that shows you how many people remember that Cage the Elephant album.
Yeah.
Like, that's whereas I still to this, I mean, me personally, I've listened to a diverse number of rock albums over the years.
Yeah.
But this album, Death of a Bachelor and California by Blink-182, both pivotal, great sounding to 2025, great sounding records. Yeah. Sound great. I just don't understand why or how, like, you simply just gloss over one of those two. How does Cage the Elephant win?
I don't know.
And even the fan bases of Cage the Elephant, like, yeah, the Death of a Bachelor, oh yeah, that California. Like, even I remember them saying, oh yeah,
Death of a Bachelor is probably it is the final great Panic at the Disco. Yeah. I actually have all their stuff. I mean, I like Brendan Urie. After this, it just didn't work, especially the final album, Viva Las Vengeance. I think
we actually did a review of that on our other podcast.
Correct? Awful album. Awful album. I like one song, "Don't Let the Light Go Out." It's the only song on the album I like.
Vinny, you should come on another podcast sometime.
Definitely.
discuss music with them too. That's
because there's a lot of flaws with Pink Cam Panic at the Disco.
Death of a Bachelor, in general. Solid though overall. And in California by Blink-182 was just incredible. Like the title track, She's Out of Her Mind. Like there's such great pop punk.
I never really listened to much Blink-182.
Oh, okay. All right. But this was the album that like got me back into Blink after a while. I'm not going to lie. So that's just me. I love it. It's such a great summer album, too. I have a lot of fond memories of Death of a Bachelor, too, actually, now that I think about it. Like, I remember when it came out, I was like a senior in high school, and I was like, wow, I'm dating myself. Senior high school, January of 2016, and I'm like, wow, this is really good. I like this a lot. And I was listening tonight. It sounds fantastic, so it's great.
Yeah, it does.
Bachelor. Yeah. So it's funny. I was listening to this today, which was kind of ironic. Anyways, those are my two big ones right there. Actually, and Vinny brought up my other one with my other one was the what do you call it? Was the
Metallica Jethro Tull?
Well, I mean, there was another one with Metallica. If I could do something for a second,
there was another time they were snubbed.
Upsetted.
Was it for one? Am I thinking the right thing? Metallica? Hold on one sec. Metallica won.
That, I think, was same year as Jethro Tull.
Oh, that was the Jethro Tull one?
Yeah. I don't even remember what song Jethro Tull won the Grammy for.
Okay, but Metallica's
I thought it was the album, but I could be wrong.
All right, let me just look really quick. Hold on one sec. I just want to say Metallica's
one Grammy?
Oh, no, sorry. So Metallica's One was performed. I'm reading it right here on Wikipedia. It says Metallica's One was performed for the Grammys in 1989. The next year, the song won. Here we go. It won the Grammy Award for Best Metal Performance, the first ever to win in that category. Why don't I feel like there's something about like the Grammys with this, though? I remember reading something. It was like snubbed. It was Jethro Tull or one. I forget what the exact.
Jethro Tull, I know, won a Grammy, but I wasn't for best song. I was for best rock album.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure what the whole.
They didn't even believe it. Jethro Tull didn't even accept their Grammy in person. They weren't there.
That's right.
They didn't think they were going to win, but they won.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, but I wasn't sure what the whole thing with the Metallica thing was because. They was Jethro Tull. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden, but it was like the song "One" by Metallica was the reasoning. It was nominated for a Grammy, I think, but it said it won. I forget. Let me just Google it real quick. Grammys. Yeah, from the yeah. So I don't know. I just I forget. There's something to do with like
the album.
Yeah. Oh, it was the album. Thank you. Okay. I wasn't sure. I knew it had something to do with
Injustice for All Lost. Injustice for All Lost for the Knave.
Okay. No, I that's what I wasn't sure. Which is a travesty because then that's not just the Jethro Tull, but still. So.
Yeah, I wasn't even prime Jethro Tull. That's the worst part.
Exactly. So yeah. No, but I didn't mean to steal your pick there. I wasn't sure exactly what it was. Bill, why don't I go back over to you? Do you got another one?
Oh, I got a couple of other ones. Don't worry. We're gonna have some fun. Isn't fun good?
And then Bill, we'll go for you. We're going.
Okay. Here's one that is kind of a shocker, but I kind of take pleasure in this a little bit though. The year is 1993. Or 92. It's in the 90s.
Yes.
And there was a certain band was dominating the airwaves. And this band is something you heard me say, call this certain band a very overrated band. You know who it is, JT.
Nirvana?
Yep.
I do know who it is.
God, they're terrible.
Their song Smells Like Teen Spirit was nominated for Best Rock Song, but it lost to the an acoustic version of a song that was released over 20 years ago.
What song?
It lost to the unplugged version of Eric Clapton's Layla.
That's tough.
Yay! And you guys, question mark? I hate the unplugged Layla, but at least it beat Nirvana.
So it's like the lesser of two evils?
Yeah, pretty much. A non-electric Layla never should have existed.
Oof.
Layla.
I saw that live.
Acoustically?
When I saw her clap, they performed live acoustically.
Yeah, I'd walk out. I do not want to hear non-electric Layla ever.
Yeah, he only performs an acoustic now, which kind of sucks. But whatever.
Oh,
yeah, but that album also won Album of the Year too. I think
the live album was right?
The Unplugged.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Eric Clapton's Unplugged. It's a great album.
And I think that was the first album he released after the death of the tragic death of his son.
Yeah, it was the first album. I know he wrote the song Tears in Heaven for a movie soundtrack for a movie no one remembers.
Correct.
No, he did. No, I think he wrote that in honor of his son. You know, he doesn't play it anymore. Wait, does he?
No, I actually saw, I heard a live version of it from a live album he did that was released last year that he did.
Because for a while, I think in 2004, he stopped playing it. He just said, you know, I don't feel the loss anymore.
He also played it on that one Unplugged special, did Lady in the Balcony. So he might have brought it back. But Eric Clapton wrote Tears in Heaven after his son died for a movie soundtrack for a movie called Rush I've never even seen.
But no, he,
Studio version thought it was good.
He went into seclusion for a while after his son died.
Yes, that was a terrible tragedy, too.
Like, yeah. I watched his biography on some TV channel. He goes, he just went to the island and strummed his guitar.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but no, anyway, yeah, the acoustic version of a song that was released 20 years prior beat out one of the hottest bands at the time. And listen, you all know my feelings on Nirvana.
Same here.
But you got to admit this. You can't denied that they had a big impact on music.
I really can't, unfortunately.
Like, their album Nevermind knocked off freaking Michael Jackson.
Really?
It did.
Yeah, Nirvana. It knocked off Dangerous.
Dangerous is a better album, but
there's going to be people who disagree with you on that. And I'm not one of them, but that's me.
I do not like Nirvana. Remember that, people.
But yeah, so Eric Clapton for playing an acoustic version of a song from 20 years ago beat out one of the hottest band of the time.
Yeah.
Talk about WTF.
Shocking.
In a good way for me.
All right. Vincent, over to you.
Yes, I actually have another good one. Right. I remember finding out about this a while back, and I'm like, what? You're not going to believe this.
What? But
Eminem, you know this album, the Marshall Mathers LP?
Yeah.
Nominated for the album of the year. Loss. Who do you lose to, everybody?
I Steely Dan.
Yes. Steely Dan beat the best. When it's not even a good, I don't like To Against Nature as an album. It's not terrible, but I'm sorry. Steely Dan's time was come and gone by that point. They lost. Eminem lost. Steely Dan not even trying. I know a lot of people. I know I'm not a big rap guy, but Eminem deserved better on that one. I'm sorry. He just did. He really deserved better on that one. It's just wrong. One of the most important albums in rap loses to Steely Dan trying to give it one last go. Why? The world may never know. Oh, you got one, JT?
Outside of the one I had, you guys kind of stole my other pick there with the Metallica, but no, this is just
something. Oh no!
No, you're good. You're good. What I was going to say, though, was like the regarding no outside of the best rock album of the year for Panic at the Disco and Blink-182's California. I mean, that's yeah. Huh. So those are both two.
Okay, that was their Grammys. They're like, they don't even know what's going. Donald Fagen doesn't even look like he knows what he doesn't even get it. He's like
why do I have
one of these?
They call it music's highest honor, and they can't even award the right thing.
It really is bad.
I love
Steely Dan, but yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't understand it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that is a picture from one of the weirdest Grammy moments ever.
Oh, Elton John and Eminem?
Because Elton, okay, you know what? Here's where I'll give Eminem credit. At first when, you know, he said some homophobic things.
Yeah. I remember that.
And then when he had, at first I was thinking that he had Elton John. I said, see, I'm homophobic.
Right.
Yeah.
Performing with Elton John, who was openly gay. So I don't hate gay people. Like,
right.
Yeah.
People who go, I'm not racist. I have a black friend.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
no,
like, I was first thinking it was the, I'm not homophobic. I have a gay friend. Elton John, you're just here for a PR stunt. But you know what and this is actually interesting. Sorry if I'm going off topic here, but.
No worries.
It actually, when Eminem was going through all the drug stuff and everything. Get this. Elton John was actually his sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about it because Eminem had bad
recovery and stuff. Elton John was actually Eminem's sponsor.
And Elton John had gone through it too, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so you know what? Maybe it wasn't the I'm just doing this because I'm using you as a publicity stunt so people don't.
It wasn't actually, if what I've heard. Elton John, remember Eminem gave Elton John for his wedding present? Eminem did give Elton John a wedding present. I think it was something inappropriate, though, so I won't bring it up.
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, yeah. So Eminem lost to Steely Dan, Vin?
Yeah, and also another thing I don't like about the Grammys. Why did they give the best new artist? I like Mark Cohn, but there was no reason to give him best new artist Grammy. Outside of Walkie in Memphis, anyone remember another Mark Cohn song?
No.
I like the guy. I've listened to a lot of his music. Mm-hmm. He did not fit in with 1991 best artist Grammy.
Well, don't forget, Justin Bieber, as much as we all can't stand him, he lost Best New Artist.
To who?
I'll tell you in a second. That's why the internet exists.
Oh, is it going to Tokyo Hotel beat Taylor Swift and all those people?
I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell. Okay, 2010s.
I got it right here.
Best newest.
Oh, I want to clear my history now by looking him up.
Esperanza Spalding.
I don't even know who Esperanza Spalding is.
I don't even know who that is, dude.
Yeah, she lost to she beat Justin Bieber, Drake, Florence and the Machine, and Mumford and Sons.
My God.
And has anyone ever heard of her after that?
No.
Nope.
No, they haven't.
I like Tokyo Hotel with Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here's another one. Can I give another one?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording. The year is 2001. We had Natural Blues by Moby. Blue Dabba Dee by Eiffel 65.
I love Eiffel 65.
Be With You by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, I like Enrique Iglesias.
Let's Get Loud by J-Lo.
You lost me.
Oh, I kind of like that song.
I like J-Lo, not as person. I like her. She's very attractive, but I'm sorry. Music's not that good.
Lost to?
Who?
Who let the dogs out?
What?
Yeah, I am not.
Bahamas are big where they're from. They actually invented their genre from there, but they won a Grammy?
Yeah, by the way, they didn't invent their genre. The genre is called Gunk New.
Yeah, it's not Junkanoo?
It's called Junk New.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually, all right, little history lesson. Junk New is actually from the Junk New Festival, which took place the week between Christmas and New Year's.
I didn't know that.
In which Bahamian slave owners would give their slaves a week off. Yep, sorry, I had to say that word, but I'm just
going to. Oh, that's okay.
Had to give their slaves a week off, and they would just throw one big party.
Aww.
Wow.
And Baha Men, by the way, this is not actually the original group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was actually an original gang of folk, original group, and they performed basically traditional Bahamian songs. But then, like, the lead singer got replaced by his nephew and some other people, and, their producer was a guy named Steve Greenberg, who also discovered the Jonas Brothers, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
He actually, Who Let the Dogs Out is actually not an original song.
It isn't?
No, it's actually a Bahamian song that Greenberg heard on a cruise.
Interesting.
And, okay, you know what? I'm going to tell you. You know what this song is about, Vinny?
What?
You think it's about dogs, don't you?
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not about dogs.
It's about women, I think, right?
It's about sex.
That makes sense.
Because back in like those parts of the world, who let the dogs out is like it's actually a derogatory phrase, like when men start acting, you know, like, trying to impress women, they go, ugh, who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that song won a Grammy.
That song won
a Grammy.
That's insane.
The Grammys are losing more credibility by the minute.
They owe me credibility.
For the second, too.
A song about when people literally are barking won a freaking Grammy.
It doesn't make sense.
We know... Vinny, I have no hope. Vinny, JT, I have no hope for music in the future. I've lost all hope.
Who would? Who would have hope for the future?
My hope tomorrow, please attend.
For musical hope for the future, there isn't any. You have to look very underground.
Like, I've lost all hope. Okay, JT, you got any more? Because I got a couple more. Vinny, do you got any more?
I'm trying to think if I have any more. I'm not sure if I do.
Take it away, Bo.
Okay. The next one. The year is 2002. U2 has just released their album, All That You Can't Leave Behind.
With Beautiful Day on it.
Yep. But they lose to the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Really?
For what? Yeah,
not a good soundtrack, but still.
Yeah. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou won Best One Album of the Year, beating out U2.
That's bizarre.
Bizarre, shocking, kind of stupid.
I am a man. Looks like Bono became a man of constant sorrow.
He sure did.
Knowing that he lost, you know.
Do a soundtrack for some movie I've never seen, but I've heard is good.
Oh, it's Vinny. That's like one of my favorite movies.
I'll have to watch it. I've never seen it.
It is. It is. I really like that movie. So, yeah. Aww. That law. So, yeah, that happened. And, Vinny, this is something that you and I actually talked about on the phone.
Yes.
Frank Sinatra, Pink Floyd, and Barbara Streisand all lost to...
Who?
Christopher Cross.
That's who they lost to?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I like the song Sailing, but damn.
Yeah, he won all four categories.
Damn.
You know this yacht rock?
More, almost one hit wonder. He has other hits, but not many.
Sailing takes me away. Yeah.
That's insane.
That loss to some of the, that beat some of the biggest music legends.
In music history.
Yeah.
That's insane. I think he's opening for Toto and Men at Work. He's opening for Toto and Men at Work. Actually, no, Men at Work's opening for him. Him and Toto and Men at Work are touring together.
Oh, God. Who would want to see Christopher Cross in concert?
We know people that have.
Sorry.
Oh, how is he in concert?
I've heard he's good.
I'd see him.
But anyway. Okay, I got some other things, if you guys don't mind.
No worries.
We'll go back to the 80s for a second.
The 80s.
There was a... I'm trying to pull up the name of the album. I forgot, but it was by Lionel Richie.
They Can't Slow Down?
Yeah, They Can't Slow Down now. Yeah, you know that one album of the year, and you know who it beat?
Who? Thriller?
What was that?
Did it beat Thriller?
No.
But it beat.
First of all, this is for both of you.
You beat Born in the USA?
Yeah, beat Born in the USA.
Curse you, Lionel Richie.
No, 1984. And it beat Purple Rain by Prince.
Well, I know Richie's. I like that album, but I'm sorry. Not Grammy worthy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those albums beat Lionel Richie, beat The Boss and Prince.
He beat The Boss and The Prince. It doesn't make sense.
Have you lost faith in the Academy yet?
Yes.
Faith that I have.
All that faith is gone.
Yeah, it's even more gone now.
It is just... Wow, yeah. So Lionel... Oh, we're just getting started. Okay, I don't know much of his music, but Bon Iver beat Nicki Minaj for...
Oh, Bon Iver. Yeah, I know Bon Iver.
Bon Iver, that's how you say his name. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Vinny. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bon Iver beat Nicki Minaj for best for
new artists. I didn't know that, but I mean, actually, I don't hate Bon Iver, so I don't mind.
I'm not a big fan of Nicki Minaj.
Who is?
I like one song of hers.
Which one? Starships?
Yeah.
There's actually one song I like by her that isn't Starships. So one with her, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, and what's her name? Jessie J. And it's the one that's like bang, bang, into the room.
Oh, that's like a fun song. That's a fun song.
I love that song.
Okay. Here's another one. The band Arcade Fire.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to see what year it was, guys. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
No, por favor.
No worries.
2011, Arcade Fire.
Mm-hmm.
For The Suburbs.
Yeah.
They won Album of the Year for The Suburbs.
Yeah.
And you know who they beat out?
Who they beat?
They beat out Lady Antebellum's Need You Now.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's Teenage Dream.
That's surprising.
Very.
Eminem's Recovery.
Oh my God.
I like Recovery as an album, but.
And The Fame Monster by Lady Gaga.
Wow.
I think Arcade Fire, I like them. They're not bad. They kind of, and then people love that album. It's kind of deserved. But yeah.
Yeah, this album beat out Lady Gaga, who was the heavy favorite that night.
And Teenage Dream was one of the biggest selling albums ever.
Yep.
Yeah. So a little known band that nobody really know. I don't know. Are there really any big
artists? They're not as big as you might think.
They're big, but they're not gigantic. I think they got, one of them got canceled, too, so I don't even know if they're still a band at this point.
Wait, what did he get canceled for?
I don't remember.
It must have been something bad.
Wind Beller, I think. Did they ever disband?
No, they're still a band. Hold on 1 sec.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what he did, but he admitted to it, too, so that's the worst part.
They have a new album coming. They're doing some slots in some 2024 festivals that they just did.
They have a new album coming out? I have their last album. It's not great.
No, it came out in 2022. I'm sorry.
I have that one, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. They're a band that people know about, but not super big.
They're not even close.
They're not like them.
Okay, and, you know, speaking of the artists that nobody has ever heard of again after that, A Taste of Honey beat Elvis Costello.
Yeah, I don't remember Taste of Honey that well.
Yeah, no. You know who they're probably going to be doing a tour with in the not-so-distant future, Vinny? Who? The new Bonville Band.
I think both of the people from A Taste of Honey are dead, or at least one of them is.
You know what that tour would be, though? You don't remember us, but we want a Grammy tour.
Yeah, there'd be more people on stage than in the audience.
How many people do you think would show up to this?
More people on stage than in the audience.
So nobody will come.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, I do have another one.
All right, let's hear it, Benny.
You're not going to believe this Best New Artist Grammy. Starland Vocal Band. Afternoon Delight. They won Best New Artist Grammy.
All right, who they beat?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was weird.
Yeah, that's why the internet exists.
It's a bizarre choice because they had that one hit. Did you ever hear another song by the Starland Vocal Band? Even Homer Simpson's like, oh, I don't like them. But he had a tattoo of them.
And that song is also about sex. And the words of Todd in the Shadows and his going, this song's about sex? This song sounds like these people look like they have to have sex explained to them.
Yeah, I know. They actually, one of the co-writers of the song co-wrote Take Me Home Country Roads with John Denver. They worked with John Denver a lot.
Yeah, you know who they beat?
Who?
Three out of these four bands you've never heard of. The Brothers Johnson.
Never really knew them.
Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band.
I've heard them. I never knew they were nominated for anything.
I lied. There's two of these artists you've heard of. Wild Cherry.
God.
You're not a fan of wild sharing?
Who likes them? I don't. Who's the last one?
Boston.
Really?
You're joking.
I am
Boston. But it's one of the best album art. And also one of the people, I'm not going to get into my feelings on Tom Scholz, but my God. Didn't have Boston a diamond album, the first one?
They lost by people who look like they have to have sex explained to them.
Oh, my God.
No. Boston deserves better on that one. I don't like saying it, but I'm sorry. It's true. They deserved better.
Is Starlab Vocal Band going to be on that tour? You never heard of us, but we
went to Europe. I don't know, but I think so. I think most of them are still alive. They probably could.
I'm good. Yeah, they were married couples, but I think they all got divorced.
They did. Because I would be divorced after hearing that, being in that too. I can't love with you.
Hold it tight, gonna have some afternoon delight. And how does the audience react to this?
And the crowd goes mild.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, no, please, Starland Vocal Band, if you're listening, do not tour.
Yeah, your time is come and gone, guys.
You had one good song, all we can say.
And that was it.
Congratulations, God bless you. Now leave us alone.
Pretty much.
And let us drown ourselves in the miserable music we listen to now.
It's just bad.
But, JT, you had any more? Because I got
no, more. I'm good if you guys are good. So
I don't have any either.
I got two more.
What do you got?
Okay, first of all, okay, the Bee Gees, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Yes.
Actually, it won a Grammy.
For what?
Versus, hold on, I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Okay, I know it won a Grammy for something. And okay, and what album of the year? It did win album of the year, actually, versus it. Okay, it beat Even Now by Barry Manilow.
It served it.
The soundtrack of Grease. Running on Empty by Jackson Brown.
I love Running on Empty, but
and Some Girls by the Rolling Stones.
That Saturday Night Fever is a great album. That's really the song. It's a great album, but so be it Running on Empty.
Disco did not die.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you're all tired of hearing my voice by now. So
no, we're not.
All right, you know what? Here's what we'll do. The year is 2015. Beyonce's self-titled album, Beyonce, is on the top of the charts.
Yes.
And it looks like it's the Grammy favorite. But it loses.
To who?
Beth.
Yes! Take that, Beyonce!
And you think Beyonce probably took it hard, right?
No.
No, well, someone took it a lot harder.
Her fans?
Even harder than them.
Beck?
Well, why would Beck take it hard? He won.
Who took it hard?
Kanye West.
Why?
Okay, if anyone who is younger than us, you first remember back in, what was it, 2009?
Yeah.
When Taylor Swift was first going on to the scene. And when You Belong to Me beat out Beyonce.
I remember that.
On stage and Kanye West comes up. Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had the greatest music video of all time. Of all time.
Kanye is a crazy person.
And then Beyonce just looked absolutely horrified.
She should.
Regardless of how you feel about Beyonce, when she won an award of the VMAs later on that night, she came on stage and she said, you know what, Taylor, come back up, finish your speech.
No.
And she let Taylor Swift come back on and finish her speech.
That's good.
Okay, I think this is when really Kanye went insane.
Yeah.
When Beck won, when he beat Beyonce, in the post-conference thing, Beck is up there and Kanye ran to the stage, but he laughed, thinking, okay, he's kidding around. But then he puts out on Twitter, he goes, Beck should give one of his Grammy Awards to Beyonce. He needs to show respect for artists.
I like Beck, but that doesn't make sense.
Exactly. He needs
to show respect for artists.
I think I actually have the album he won the Grammy for, too.
Yeah, so Kanye West having to make the whole night about him.
Self-centered.
I will be listening to that album when I go to sleep, the Beck album you won the Grammy for.
Wait, what was that, Vinny?
I'm going to listen to that Beck album when I go to sleep. Take that, Kanye!
Oh-ho!
I've said this before, I'm surprised Jay-Z hasn't taken Kanye out back and beaten the shit out of him yet.
I think Jay-Z has a little more important stuff to worry about right now.
Like what?
The P. Diddy stuff. I've heard rumors he's involved.
There's more important stuff to worry about. You don't want to comment on that.
No comment.
We know next to nothing. We only know what we hear. We only know from what we hear. We don't know anything else.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not definitive, everybody.
We don't want to. But no. I was saying this was before the Diddy stuff. I'm thinking.
Oh. Well, Jay-Z really should have done something about Kanye. I'm amazed he didn't.
Like, I can see in 2009, he was probably like, okay, he's a little bit of an ass, but.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. But this time around, I'd be thinking, is Kanye obsessed with my wife?
Yeah, I'd be concerned too if I were him.
Now, like, if I was Jay-Z, listen, I don't promote violence. I would have taken Kanye out back and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, like, dude, stop it right now.
Stop it or I will make you stop it via my fists and feet.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say when Vinny brought up the Diddy stuff, we're not making any accusation. We don't want to make any accusations.
My apologies, I didn't know.
If Jay-Z was involved, we don't know.
Nobody really knows anything about it at the moment.
We don't want to make any assumptions, and we don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Accusations of stuff that is very serious, and
yeah. So, that is a good point. My apologies, everybody.
So if Jay-Z happens to be watching, we apologize.
Please don't sue me.
He assumes or assumptions or accusations. But
yeah,
this is when, yeah, you know what? I think this is when Kanye West went totally batshit insane.
Yeah, he is a crazy person.
The beginning of everything.
Yeah. And even as good, even the music he had, it was really good. It's been overshadowed now by his absolute insanity.
Well, I remember the next year with Kanye, he was on Ellen.
Yeah.
He was saying, Bill Gates should give me $1 billion because I have ideas.
What?
I have ideas.
I don't believe Kanye has any ideas.
And he's like, listen, he goes, this person's dead. Name somebody. I'm the smartest person on earth. And internally, Ellen's probably thinking, get this cycle off my stage.
But Ellen's wishing, wanting you off stage. That's a problem, Kanye. You know, we know Ellen DeGeneres. She's not somebody you want to anger.
She's like, get this. She's probably sitting there thinking, get this cycle off my stage. He's
a dead. And that says a lot.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so Kanye basically tried to pick another fight with Beck over Beyonce.
It's a shame because I like Beck.
Just like he did with Taylor Swift. And yeah, so I think that's all I got today.
Yeah.
So are we good?
Yeah,
I think we're good.
All right, give me one sec here. We want to thank you for watching, listening, however you enjoyed it tonight. Thanks so much for tuning into our Grammys podcast for this year. We got plenty more interesting topics to come to you next few weeks, of course, and next week as well. I want to thank Bill for standing up and just doing this podcast with me all this time. Thank you so much, Bill.
No problem, my friend.
And Vinny, thanks for coming on and talking about music with us. You're always welcome on.
Hey, JT.
Yes. And if you haven't already, please follow us on our social media platforms as well. Simply like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, simply at The Super Review Show. Next week, we got a whole new topic coming up for you, but don't worry about that. We'll cross the bridge when we get there. But yeah, for all of us here at The Super Review Show, stay safe.
Take care. And
be awesome.
Be awesome, everybody.